Hello, everyone. Andy Schwab here from the Northern Ag Network with today's Wyoming News in Agriculture. Well, as you probably know, this is the week that the BLM, or the Bureau of Land Management, is going to be holding their public meetings on their draft sage-grouse management plan. That'll kick off Thursday at 5 p.m. in Cheyenne, and then continue Monday in Rock Springs, Tuesday in Washakie County or Warland, and then Wednesday they'll be in Casper to wrap up their in-person meetings. Those meetings, of course, will include a presentation on the planning effort and opportunities for questions about the planning effort, along with the draft resource management plan amendments and the draft environmental impact statement that the BLM has put together for their current greater sage-grouse planning effort. Speaking with the Public Lands Council Director, Sigrid Johannes, she told me they have several concerns about this latest plan.
One of the things that is discouraging is the incorporation of the sage-grouse habitat assessment framework into the land health process. Anybody who's a permittee is used to going through the land health assessment process, getting their judgment there from the agency, whether it's BLM or Forest Service. And if you're not meeting land health standards, there are consequences for that, right? But it's supposed to evaluate, you know, in a very comprehensive, holistic way, the health of the land on a grazing allotment and kind of reconfiguring it to have this single species focus, in our opinion, is not for the best interests of the range and is not ultimately going to be the best thing for the bird.
She added she would like the BLM to acknowledge that there's also other factors to sage-grouse not thriving like some would like them to be.
There's some acknowledgement that there are other threats facing the species, but there's not much. There's still a very heavy emphasis on minimizing disturbance, no net loss of habitat, so having a lot of restoration and mitigation efforts in other parts of the West to offset damage that's being done somewhere else. Things like that that don't really get at some of the real active threats to the species that we know are out there and that have been confirmed by, you know, very recent science in the last few years since the last round of revisions in 2019. So I think there's still just a little bit of frustration on our side that, yes, we're seeing some progress here. I would say these are certainly an improvement over the 2015 plans, but they still fall short of kind of identifying the real culprit here and leaving those decisions up to a local office to decide how to address them.
We need to take a quick break, but we're going to come back with some ideas that you can bring to the meetings that may make a unified message.
Does your lender work for profit, or does your lender work for you? For all the customers of Farm Credit Services of America, the answer is easy. That's because we are a lender driven by a mission rather than one that's driven for profit. A cooperative owned by the customers we serve and governed by a board of farmers and ranchers. We work for you and no one else. Discover the difference at Farm Credit Services of America. Agriculture works here.
Join the University of Wyoming for the Ranching in the West Seminar Series, April 22nd in Laramie at the UW Gateway Center. The series offers hands-on education, peer-to-peer learning, and industry networking for college students and ranchers from across the state. The final session in the series on April 22nd is focused on navigating western waters, addressing water challenges in the western region. If you can't make it in person, the session is available virtually. To register for the Ranching in the West series, search UW on Eventbrite.
As mentioned, the BLM's Greater Sage-Grouse Planning Effort meetings are going to be kicking off Thursday in Cheyenne, then continue on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday in Rock Springs, Portland, and Casper, respectively. With all those details of where the meetings and times are going to be held on our website, northernag.net. On top of that, the main message that PLC has to the BLM is they do not want single-species management.
If there is one number one top message that I think every permittee and every rancher should have in mind here, it's that single species management does not benefit the species.
From the Northern Ag Network, I'm Andy Schwab.